Taking a look at Tuesday's WASDE report. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. On Tuesday, the USDA released its August World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimate Report. Al Kleiss with Kleiss Commodities gets us up to date.
Yeah, it was one of the most amazing changes in yield projections I've ever seen. USDA was at 181. A previous report, the trade was saying 184, 185, and USDA comes out with 188.8 bushels per acre national yield. Wow. I'm very, very skeptical. A lot of this, I think, is based on some of their satellite imagery. The people that are walking the fields, I don't think they're going to find that. So the other, not only did we have a much larger acreage number, but we had about a 2 million increase in planted acreage and harvested acres. So it's the monster crop, 16.742 billion bushels, all-time record high production number, compares to 14.8 billion last year. USDA, if you look back over the last decade, has a history of overstating the corn yield in these August reports. And so I'm going to venture out, Danielle, and say I think this is the largest yield estimate that we'll see this number, and that by September, October, we'll be looking at people doing boots on the ground, actually checking the crop, weighing the ears, counting kernels, that number is likely to be lower. But we traded it today, and we traded it sharply lower.
And as for our soybeans?
The opposite. We had a slight increase in yield, 1.1 bushels per acre, but they really took the hammer to the planted acres. I don't know, a nice spring, I guess. People just kept on planting. And we took the planted acres from 83.4 million acres down to 80.9 million acres. We took projected ending stocks for next year down to 290 million bushels. So, wow, that was, I think it's short-term friendly and long-term friendly. That's why we have the nice rally today in the soybean market. Hopefully we can put together an agreement with Trump and China sometime in the near future. We have the cheapest beans in the world, but because of that tariff, we're just not selling soybeans to China right now.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.